when it came to a fucking vowel.
Wow.
I tried to think of all the fucking consonants. Go ahead, rape the fucking content, but give it a second.
Rape the content, but give it a second. Really?
That was the the Mellencatani of quotes.
Yo, Mellencatani style. What up, dog? All right.
You gotta be able to flop it. Flop it, bitch.
Flop it. I flop it back and forth, and then I go in for the kill.
Go.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, neighbor Paul, invite my neighbors to my fucking fort and fucking play fucking songs
containing profanity.
Fuck, go ahead.
You're almost better at that than I am.
I don't think so.
In Paul's fort tonight, we have neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
And we have neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Not for the last month.
And not in the fort tonight. Where the fuck is neighbor Rhonda?
Rhonda? Who's that?
You know, the precocious lesbian that comes in the podcast and shouts me down all the time.
Oh, you mean the one who's in Disneyland?
Yeah, precocious neighbor Rhonda. Wait, she's in Disneyland?
She's in Disneyland or Disney World, which one? I don't know. The one in Florida. She and Tammy in the hot tub took the three kids on this Thanksgiving break down to suffer the hell that is Disney World.
Yep.
So, which they do all the fucking time.
You know, we know they're saints. They adopt two kids from a foster home.
Yep.
Right? And then they take them to Disney World? My God.
You get a beer at their house. It comes in a Disneyland mug. You have dinner. You're eating on Mickey Mouse plates. Everything is Disneyland with that family. Oh,
so therefore they are saints because they serve you beer or because they take kids to Disneyland? Both.
Yes.
That's awesome. Why do I feel Rhonda's going to be offended if I keep this shit up?
I like the idea Dave has, though. He calls me and goes, all right, man, seriously. Well, obviously you and me tonight on the show, but do we want the dick or we want the dyke?
Nice.
I toss a coin.
All right, what do you guys want to talk about?
Oh, man.
Well, I was preparing for the show tonight, and I came across an interesting nugget of information. This is coming from the history of profanity.
Okay, that's appropriate.
All right. This is in 1972. The Oxford English Dictionary includes the words fuck and cunt for the first time.
1972. All right, appropriate.
The National Campaign for Real Swearing issues a statement which reads, we'd be a bunch of lying cunts if we didn't say that we were totally fucking delighted.
Wait a minute, hold on. Go back. The National Campaign for Profanity?
No, for Real Swearing?
For Real Swearing.
Wow, we gotta hook up with these people.
What is that?
It's a group out of England who supports swearing. We've got to look them up.
We got to find out if they exist. Well, was that a one-year campaign, like a PAC or something?
The National Campaign for Real Swearing.
Were they lobbying for that?
And,
man.
And which national? Because if they're English.
It's English.
English.
It's
yeah,
English.
Well, that ain't our national then. Fuck that.
But I'm fine with someone who supports saying bloody fuck.
That's true, but where are they going to get us in our national struggle for profanity?
Cock gobbler?
No, you know. You're cock gobbler.
You cock. What am I supposed to say? I don't
know.
Oh, I didn't know. See, it didn't strike me.
That's a cock gobbler.
Cockgobbler.com.
That's fucking funny, man. No, okay, maybe they'd allow us to open the first American chapter of National Friends of Profanity. What was it called again?
The National Campaign for Real Swearing.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to open up right here in this fort, the first ever American chapter of National Campaign for Swearing.
Brigadoon chapter?
.com.
That's a dot pretty, .org.
Oh, yeah, dot .org.
dot .org. I don't know.
Dude, that's funny. Okay, Dan, what else you got?
That's it. It came from a list that was the moments in swearing for the last,
great
from 1900 on.
that's
great
cool.
moments in swearing.
Didn't you say there was another one in 1900? The dude who got some royalty dude got shot. A guy got assassinated, and he said something like, "Fuck, I've been shot."
Dude, YouTube it. See what's on YouTube.
It was the Prince of Edinburgh.
Yeah,
really.
It was like in 1900.
Some dude got like a big.
Yeah. He said, "Fuck" in 1900.
Yeah, apparently,
that won't
he
be
said,
on YouTube.
"Fuck, I've been shot," and that was the last thing he said. And
listen,
he died.
YouTube can do anything. Speaking of YouTube, you know what I discovered on YouTube this week?
Marching penguins.
Nope, even better. Honey badger blood orgy.
No way.
Yeah, dude, the best. Okay, previously I had played. You guys remember the Powerade commercial? Thing I played on YouTube?
No.
Powerade?
Powerade?
What?
Powerade was the old funniest thing I had ever seen on the internet.
What the fuck is Powerade?
You don't remember Powerade?
No,
I remember don't. Honey Badger.
Well, then fucking look it up. Come
we
on.
Did.
Now Google Powerade.
Seriously?
We did.
Yeah, this is worth a tangent.
A year or so ago, the Honey Badger thing was all popular. We played that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anything about Powerade.
Maybe I never played Powerade for you. Power Thirst. It's Power Thirst.
Power Thirst. That
Dave,
still doesn't ring a bell.
Is it one word?
Power Thirst,
there's
yeah.
Power Thirst 2, 3.
Hey, do you want to feel so energetic? Try Power Thirst. Energy drinks for people who need gratuitous amounts of energy. With all new flavors like chocolate. Chocolate energy. It's like adding chocolate to an electrical store. Sound the alarm. You're going to be uncomfortably energetic. What's that? You want strawberry? Well, how about rawberry? Made with lightning. Real lightning. Sports. You'll be good at them. It's an energy drink for men. Energy. These aren't your dad's puns. These are energy puns. Turbo puns. Science, energy, science, energy, electrolytes, turbo lights, power lights, more lights than your body has room for. You'll be so fast, Mother Nature will be like, slow down. And you'll be like, fuck you, and kick her in the face with your energy legs. So much energy, energy. Just running all the time. Power running, power lifting, power sleeping, power dating, power eating, power laughing, power spawning babies. You'll have so many babies. 400 babies. Give chocolate to your babies and they'll be good at sports. Make your babies run abnormally fast. They'll run as fast as Kenyans. People will watch them running and think they're Kenyans. They'll race as fast as Kenyans against actual Kenyans, and it'll be a tie and they'll get deported back to Kenya. Hey, go with the sure thing. Don't gamble on your energy. Snake eyes. Try Power Thirst, the energy drink that will make you sore.
Oh, I don't ever recall that.
No, you,
really?
You never played that.
Never
okay.
played.
That is amazing.
That was the old that was the old funniest thing I've ever seen on the internet. You guys want to see the new funniest thing I've ever seen on the internet?
Absolutely.
Honey Badger Blood Orgy.
Right.
Cue it
up. Oh, seat
yeah.
covers and car bra for my minivan. I tell the guy to just call his dogs off and we'll call it even for the night, and he tells me to go fuck myself. I tell him, if he keeps pushing it, not only am I going to butt-fuck his soul, I'm going to do it while giving him a reach around with a pair of rusty pliers. Jeez. And again, he tells me to go fuck myself. So I say, all right, you human colostomy bag, get ready to meet Stanley. Stanley is my pet African honey badger that I rescued from a Janjaweed training camp outside of Darfur back in 2004. The Janjaweed, the inhuman cock guzzlers that they are, trapped Stanley as a baby and kept him around the camp chained to a log so they could kick him and put cigarettes out on him for fun. They also forced him to fight dangerous animals from the region for their pleasure and to place bets on. And Stanley never lost a fight. On the night of the raid, when I freed him from his chains, he took off through the camp and bit the dick off of every one of those heartless sons of bitches. And their horses, and their children, and their horses' children. And he never looked back. He's been with me ever since. Spends most of the day sleeping under our house. He refuses to eat anything except coffee grounds and beef jerky, Slim Jims in particular. And he chain smokes like a fiend, Camels, unfiltered. He gets along great with my kids and my family, and he doesn't look for trouble. But when trouble comes looking for him, that's a whole nother story. And there Stanley was, perched atop that 8-foot block wall, just 42 pounds of pure, unadulterated hatred and nicotine, ready to unleash his fury. And before you can say, I'm going to gouge out your eyes and then shit in your eye sockets, Stanley leaps off the wall, grabs the first mutt that comes at him, pins it to the concrete, gouges out its eyes, and then shits directly into its eye sockets. And then it got ugly. The next 15 minutes were a veritable blood orgy. Stanley took on wave after wave of surly pit bull, 2, 3, 4 at a time, slashing with his claws and gnashing with his razor-sharp teeth, dispatching one after another straight to doggy hell. His golden fur caked in their blood, brains, and entrails.
Near the end of the battle, as a last-ditch effort, my neighbor punches the numbers into the security keypad of this oversized tool shed with the name Lucifer painted on the side and releases the biggest goddamn dog I've ever seen in my life. This thing stood over 5 feet tall, weighed over 250 pounds, and had a giant 2-foot swastika shaved into each side of its back. Lucifer leapt out of the shed and made straight for Stanley. Without skipping a beat, Stanley snapped the neck and ripped the head off of the nearest pit bull at its feet, and then worked up his little badger boner and stuck the severed head onto the end of it. As Lucifer pounced, aiming his bear trap-sized jaws at Stanley's jugular, Stanley performed a spin kick, knocking the dog's legs out from under him. Then Stanley pounced on Lucifer's back and penetrated him from behind, wearing one of the monster's own cohort's severed heads, tongue still wiggling in its mouth, and fucked him in the ass. Lucifer let out a yelp that could have raised Lazarus himself from the dead. The dickhead neighbor falls to the ground, weeping into his hands, gold chains, and Undertaker tank top. And Stanley just stands there, thrusting and thrusting and thrusting, literally raping Lucifer to death. Right before Stanley climaxed, he pulled back, yanked the severed head off of his cock, and bukkakied my neighbor's face, covering him in a deluge of honey badger semen and pit bull blood and tears. It was the most amazing goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. And from what I hear, after all is said and done, the neighbor douchebag had a nervous breakdown and is still being treated in a Navy mental hospital just outside of 29 Palms. It just goes to show, don't mess with a man's faggoty cat or be prepared to reap the whirlwind of pain and despair that comes along with it. Rangers lead the way. Honey Badger FTW.
What the fuck? That's on YouTube?
Okay.
What the fuck?
Paul, you seem shocked.
You know, it's not so much the content, it's how insane that guy was. Right.
Well, okay, first of all, it's not a true story, okay?
It's not.
A honey badger never raped a 280-pound pit bull to death.
Okay.
That never happened.
All right.
So what do you think? Power thirst or honey badger blood orgies funnier?
Power thirst.
Oh, what the fuck? Okay, fuck you and you.
That was good, but I just sat there with my jaw half open.
That's
okay. It took like 6 minutes for that to get going.
It did, but the payoff was insane.
It was insane. You're right.
It wasn't laugh out loud funny. The Powerade one, whatever that was called, just was constantly
Power thirst.
That's okay. I'll give you a point.
Yeah.
I'll give you a point.
Sure.
I'll give you a point. Power thirst was over in 60 seconds.
Yes.
That did take like 8 minutes to get done.
Yes. I think the 8-minute one, the honey badger, was far more clever.
But you see this?
Yeah.
That's tears right there. tears of laughter right there. Covering in a deluge of badger semen and fucking pit bull tears.
You know, I think part of the problem was you probably listened to it 30 times now.
At least.
And I couldn't keep up with the imagery. I was having trouble processing, like, you know, the skull, the dog he just killed on his dick, and then he's fucking some other dog. I couldn't process it.
Right.
All that.
Vulcan here is like, that's illogical.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I couldn't. My computer, I need a firmware upgrade. Can you grab right. my dick,
You've
please?
Had too many beers.
Someone fucking reboot Paul.
Reboot Paul. Speaking of which, what is tonight's podcast sponsored by? Wow.
Tonight's show is definitely not sponsored by Session Fest, their premium red lager for the Christmas season.
Whoa, wait. I thought Session only made Sessions Black and Sessions Red.
Apparently they have Session Green now, too.
Wow.
That was really fun, but we'd really need to play some music.
All right. We got
ooh,
any...
ooh, 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 ooh. Dave, you got any music?
All right. You guys, I want you to guess, who do you think has retired from music this past week? Who has announced their impending retirement?
Snoop Dogg, because reggae didn't work for him.
No.
Neil Young.
Pink?
No.
Pink? No, she ain't gonna retire. You'll
never get it. Who? Lil Wayne.
What?
Lil Wayne.
Okay, hey, Paul, I'll give you $3 if you can figure out one Lil Wayne song.
God.
Yeah, me neither.
Come on, Paul, you've played a Lil Wayne song in this podcast.
Really?
Yes.
He eats potato chips on one of them.
Listen to the fucking hip-hop god over here. What did he play on the podcast, Dave?
Do you remember?
I know, but we don't remember. You do, hip-hop god.
It's something about my daddy.
Oh, my God.
Who cares? Because they retired. What'd you bring, Dave?
Pimping like my daddy.
Oh, Dave's giving
like
us Dave's giving us the hip hop news update.
This is the hip hop news update.
By Dave.com. That's gonna edit so good.
Okay, so he's announced his retirement, but he's got an album coming out like next week called Carter 5. He's got Carter 1, 2, 3. Now he's got 5.
Okay.
But he's also got another album coming out. He's got 2 albums coming out, and once the 2 albums come out, he's going to tour and then retire.
Okay.
He said he's been rapping since he was 8 years old. Yeah. That's a long time, said Wayne. I like to do so many more things, and I like to do something. I end up loving it. I like to do it real quick.
Life was
and
hard.
When I love to do something, I'm fully focused on it, and only, you know, music, it's sometimes it's not that.
What?
Okay, it's completely incomprehensible. He raps much better than he announces retirements.
What? I think it was in the reading.
So, in honor of Lil Wayne, I want to play a Lil Wayne song. It's called The Real Nigger Roll Call.
All right.
Featuring Ice Cube, who has emerged with a new song this past week.
Nice! Oh, Boys in the Hood, Ice Cube!
Ice Cube is back, but this is a classic Lil Wayne song. Real Nigger Roll Call.
Yeah! Yeah!
This has been quoted as the most profane song in rap.
Yeah,
what's this about?
This song. 22 have an ass niggas.
Was this Mitt Romney's campaign song?
Ultimate profanity showdown.
I'm out right now.
So if you lost, nigga, meet the boss, nigga. He's a super nigga with a group of nigga. Act stupid, nigga. I fucking nuke a nigga. Cause you's a happy nigga. And I'm a nappy nigga. Fucking scrappy nigga. Meet your pappy, nigga. It's Ice Cube, nigga. And Little John, nigga. So if you're drunk, nigga, keep it crunk, nigga. Till you pump, nigga. Feel the bump, nigga. Get your testifying ass in the trunk, nigga. Shell, nigga, send a frail, nigga, straight to hell, nigga. That's your shelter, nigga. Help the skelter, nigga. And when I felt the nigga, yeah, I'd help a nigga.
So, Tone, are you counting nigga and niggas as your swear words also?
I don't know. Does nigga count as a swear word?
I think it does. I wouldn't want my son saying it.
I think so, too. I mean, if you look at songs they play on the radio, like Sublime, they play ass.
Yeah.
Countless times on commercial radio, but they won't play nigga, so nigga is more profanity than ass is.
What is like KDWB, you know, the pop, the Mariah.
Well, they wouldn't touch this song with a 10-foot pole.
So what, they won't offend anybody by playing ass, oh nigga.
Okay, so this shit isn't on the radio?
No.
God,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, I guess I like it then.
Niggas know better, hoes better do what I say. Cause I'm insane in the brain.
Insane.
Bitch, I got big chains in my veins. Real niggas never change. We just let it bang. Roll through the gutter lane. Daddy said, let them hang. Cut them
goes skeet, skeet, skeet. That's where it comes from. DNA. That crazy bitch, I had your ass off in J. Fake niggas got these real bitches being gay. Till my peoples come around, it's like night and day. Now she wanna change her God and the way she pray. Authentic niggas only know that's the play away. Niggas we go, Lil Wayne.
Log yam it, man.
God damn it. I said Lil Wayne. It's Lil John. I'm a fucking fool.
The whole night you've been telling me, Lil Wayne.
Cite your references. Oh, no, we don't have them.
No, God, you know, that... can blow up everything I said because it was all about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's retiring, not Lil John.
Now, yeah, no, you can make it. You can make it right now. So Lil Wayne is retiring, but that song is by Lil John and
it's
Ice Cube.
Lil John and Ice Cube, not Lil Wayne.
So wait,
you fucked that up in every way possible.
I sure did.
Wait, I'm still confused. Who's retiring?
Lil Wayne.
And you just decided to play a Lil Person song?
I got confused, man.
I'm
sorry, I don't know the difference between Lil Wayne and Lil John.
Ice Cube, Ice T, it doesn't matter.
They're all the same.
I do know that Lil John is the guy that, the black comedian,
hey,
had his own show, and he went to Africa, freaked out.
Dave Chappelle.
I do know that Lil John was the guy that Dave Chappelle was parodying on his show a lot.
Yes,
you guys remember that?
Yes, I do.
What?
Well, I'm
what?
I'm already bored with all the Lil W people talking. What the fuck happened? What's with Dave Chappelle? Because I don't have cable anymore. What happened with Dave Chappelle going crazy and going to Africa?
Last I heard was that. And then he made a movie.
He just went crazy and went to Africa.
But he made a movie?
He made some movie in like 2008. Yeah,
it was called Block Party.
Yeah, but it was about music, right? It was nothing to do with his show.
I watched that movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah? Yeah. But it nothing to do with his show, right?
Well, they talked a little bit about him going crazy and going to Africa.
They did?
I did.
I still never seen
it. What the fuck? Okay, checking out of society and taking, you know, if you had a million... Okay, if you had $100,000 and you moved to the backwoods of Africa, you could live like a king forever.
Yes.
So what the fuck's crazy about that?
He just got super fucking rich, super fucking famous really fast.
Yeah.
And then he
checked out.
And then it got too much for him and he freaked out. He said, you know, I just absolutely freaked out and left and ran.
Perfect. He preserved his mental health and went and found himself a cool 40 acres on the back, you know,
but
of the Sahara.
But he had 40 acres. That's what freaked him out, right? Didn't he live on a farm in rural Ohio? All that Comedy Central shit from the early 2000s or 1998 or whatever, he fucking lived on a farm.
So he already had a compound.
Man on a compound in Ohio, and the show is mostly extras from this fucking town he lived nearby.
Really?
Just white people in this town.
Who
he
knew?
Lived on a fucking farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he already had a compound and had already checked out of Hollywood
a little bit? He didn't want Hollywood. He did some 60 Minutes interview with fucking... And he fucking said that he didn't know what to do when Comedy Central signed him. It was like a 5-year, $100 million contract.
Right.
Wow.
And he went mental. Because I remember the dude...
He just couldn't handle it.
I remember the guy, that's
really fucking cool, man.
Because the guy in 60 Minutes, the guy was asking him, what do you think you're going to do to carry the Richard Pryor torch? Right?
Oh, you talk about having a weight added to your shoulders.
Yeah. So...
And I have to admit, I want to reserve the right to be a fat fuck someday in my life. So I'm never going to rip on a fat person. I also want to reserve the right that if somebody drops $100 million in my lap, I'm going to freak the fuck out and run away. I don't know if I could do that, and especially if somebody lays the fucking Richard Pryor torch in my lap. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's heavy duty. I would have checked the fuck out.
Yeah,
hey,
he did.
Give me $1 million, I'll check out. Mosquito Coast, here I come.
Right.
Amen. That was good, Dave.
So sorry I fucked up the Lil Wayne thing, but
that's all right.
It's Lil John.
It still led to a decent discussion. I like it. And actually, we talked about it a little bit in the middle of that song, but a little in the middle of that song, they said the word nigga.
Yo.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
A handful of times.
And I wasn't originally, when I got up to 67 swears and lost count,
what?
I wasn't counting the N-word as a swear. But really, if you tossed the ass word, the ASS word out of that song,
yeah,
and substituted the N-word, you still have something that's due for Ultimate Profanity Showdown.
Wow. Absolutely.
So do you think niggas or nigger or niggas or whatever, you think that's profanity?
I think it is, yeah, because they won't play it on most, they won't play it on any radio station,
really?
Will they?
Nope.
But they'll play ass in a Sublime song.
Yeah.
And just so you know, it's three crackers talking about this song.
I know.
Crackers can't say that word.
Oh, yeah. you're right.
But you know that?
Doesn't it get to our question of, do you want your kids saying that?
Absolutely not.
Right.
So but what would you rather have your kids say? The A word or the N word?
I'd rather my son said ass than nigger.
I agree.
I used to live in L.A.
Yeah?
And I hung out with a lot of black people.
Yes?
In fact, I used to work at Barnes & Noble, and there was a guy named Edwin, big black dude.
I've heard of him.
So I'm hanging out with him and his friends, and we're smoking fucking blunts. And this is
at
like...
At work?
No. At his house, and it's just full of black people. This is a black party, and I'm the only white guy there.
Wow. That's impressive.
But we've been hanging out for a couple days partying and having a good time and smoking weed and stuff. And at one point, we were just joking around, and I said, "Nigger, please." And the whole party just stopped. And they just stared me down.
What?
A couple of really big, big fucking black dudes got up and said, "You can't say that fucking shit."
What?
And they got all fucking up
on my
grill.
Did they bust your shit?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What the fuck?
And then I started going like I was about to crap my pants, and they all started laughing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Holy shit.
But then they said, really, don't say that.
Oh, nice. Exactly. That's how that word is.
We're not really mad at you, but please don't say that.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I think that sums up that word exactly. Like, listen, you can fucking joke once and then fucking put the word to fucking rest.
And
Little Wayne or Little John, whoever the fuck it was, can say it as many times as you want. Cracker in suburbia, shut the fuck up with it.
Man, but you had credibility, right?
Yeah, and they agreed that when I used it actually fit. Right?
Yeah.
And so they said, just don't do it.
Right,
you're my guy, you can't do it. You can't pull it off.
Yeah, that's the thing I think is so interesting is you played the fucking card perfectly.
Right.
Yet you got by with it once and that's it.
Barely.
But they acknowledge he played it well, but you're not allowed in the game.
And still
absolutely.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Amen. Weird. Let's put the word to fucking rest in the podcast. Paul, play us a song.
All right. Hey, you know, Paul, play us a song. You guys want to go out, maybe just kind of play a song celebrating the beauty of cheap beer.
We're not going out because I got more Kill Your Employer songs to play.
Fucking A. All right. How about this? My brother-in-law has been drinking cheap beer for fucking three nights.
Okay.
I want to play a song about cheap fucking beer.
Yay, cheap beer. Is it called Red Solo Cup? Because I'll bong it again.
It's actually called...
Yay, cheap... Red Stripe.
It's actually called cheap beer.
Cue it up!
All right, bitches!
Hooray, beer. I know they're a California band. Want to know how I know it?
How?
Because they said, getting fucked up on the 101.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
style.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Short and sweet. Yeah. I love it.
Who was that?
That was Fiddlar.
Fiddlar. Oh, you said that.
That's an awful name, isn't it?
Nah, works for me.
What the fuck does
Fiddlar mean?
Fiddlar means fucked up dog, life's a risk.
Nuh-uh, because Fiddlar. Fucked up.
Fuck.
Fuddlar.
Fuck. Fiddlar. Fuck it, dog. That's what it
is. Fuck it, dog.
I swear to God. Here, all right. So seriously, Fiddlar, no shit, it means, according to them, fuck it, dog, life's a risk. That's what Fiddlar means.
Oh, Fiddlar.
And it says, the chorus, cheap beer, the finest example of these Los Angeles youths finding common ground for stoner, punk, skater, and jock delinquency. Their chorus is, It's all exclamation points. I drink cheap beer, so what? Fuck you. That's about the only lyric that's clearly intelligible throughout the entire 2 minutes, because it's the only one that really matters. Even if you catch stray boasts about eight balls, lines of speed, bags of weed, and hauling ass down to Mexico, between the curb-stomping riffs and group shouts, the chorus is the only set guideline you need to fill in the rest with the rest of your fucking life-risking behaviors, because you know what? Fuck it, dog. That's from Pitchfork's website.
Nice.
Yeah, so basically, there's a song by a band that I dig. I think it epitomizes every fucking thing we talk about. I drink cheap beer, fuck you, or so what, fuck you.
You know what I fucking love best about that song?
What?
I love songs. I've talked about the fucking choo-choo train drum beat.
Yes, you have.
And
yes,
I love it, the fact that the fucking drummer never fucking breaks from his beat, that
right,
whole
right,
song.
Right.
And that kind of, that's the antithesis.
Or no,
no. The epitome. Yeah, yes. The epitome.
Best example.
Yes. That's the epitome of that fucking skater rock. That
yes.
fucking 1-2, fuck you.
Yes,
1-2,
yes,
fuck
yes.
you.
We drink cheap beer, so what? Fuck
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
what I love about that song.
Yeah.
Do you
nice.
Remember Skate or Die?
I remember the slogan, but I don't remember the band.
Where does Skate or Die come from?
City Pages?
Skate or Die comes from an old skateboarder statement,
yeah?
But what made it popular?
City
Dave,
pages?
You have to know this.
God, it sounds really familiar, but
Skate
I don't know.
Skate or Die! Do you remember the 720 video game? The first skateboarder video game?
Vaguely. Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
fail!
No.
Fail!
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay, the 720, the fucking video game, the first arcade video game for skateboarders. You had a fucking time limit that meant you could free skate for like a minute, and then these tumbleweeds would fly after you, and it would say, skate or die! All right, Teenage Bottle Rocket with Skate or Die.
Cue it up!
Innocent is that lyric.
I love
Shut
it.
Up, it's time to skate or die. I fucking love that.
I know, there's already a fucking song.
Now ask you some questions.
So what year was that?
That's fucking like, okay, these guys, Teenage Bottle Rocket, formed in 2001. So at this point in 2001, Blink 182 had almost fucking ruined it
yes.
for this genre of music.
Yes.
But yet, the fucking Sheboygan, Wyoming people right here, they kept it alive.
Nice. Sounds almost analytic. Like it doesn't sound really passionate.
I agree.
He's saying, "Shut up, and it's time to skate or die." Sounds like he's part of a robot or something.
I agree. He sounds
there's something weird missing in his voice. So I told you, shut up or skate or die.
Yeah, exactly. But yet the fucking lyrics are
it's
goddamn innocent.
And the guitar is fabulous. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got that same 1-2 fuck you
yeah,
thing
yeah.
going.
We drink cheap beer, so what? Fuck you.
Yeah, the two songs are almost one. Okay, I'm sorry. Now,
skate or die, according to Urban Dictionary,
yeah,
is a phrase that is used by posers, jocks, wiggers, and all other kinds of people that don't even skate. That is directed toward people that do skate.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Okay. Teenage Bottle Rocket, formed in 2001, not out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, but out of fucking Laramie, Wyoming. Their second guitar player lived over 250 miles away while still being in the band.
What the fuck?
How do you show up for practice 4 days a week when you live a quarter of a thousand miles away?
What? A quarter of a thousand?
I don't know. Does anybody have a song to take us out?
Damn, we got to take it out.
I know.
Holy shit.
Okay, everybody grab your iPods.
First I have a song.
Dave's got a song. Dave's got a song.
No, who's this song by, Dave?
Yeah, who's this song by, Dave?
I think a nice change of pace would be Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros doing a song called Man on Fire.
Okay, cue it up for the end of this podcast.
All right.
This is the new Johnny Cash. And just like Johnny Cash, you got to give it a sec.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing feet. Only one desire that's left in me. Want the whole damn world to come dance with me.
Dave, I'm wanting to fall asleep, but why the fuck should I care about this?
Yeah, tell us something interesting about this band.
Boring.
What do you know interesting about these guys?
I know nothing about this band other than this song was preloaded on my Nexus 7 when I bought it.
Gong!
My son is
so
nine.
So sad. So sad.
All right, so you know what that means, Paul.
What does it mean?
That means we get to fight for last song.
Ready?
Draw your phone. Go!
That's
Do we want rock and roll?
Maybe.
It's mellow rock and roll.
I got one.
You gotta go out.
It has no profanity, but it's obscene.
We gotta put these fuckers in China to sleep on the going out.
No, I got it with Queen.
Okay. All right. Ooh,
Dave can be the judge.
Queen? Oh, all against right. What?
Well,
what got,
against
Paul.
I got Skrillex.
Skrillex. I know nothing about Skrillex.
All right.
It's like an Egyptian Sanskrit.
Okay. Well, then let's plead our case. My song talks about your meat.
My song will...
Okay, plus one.
My song is fucking bizarre sounding.
Okay, let's play a little of like Paul's.
Fucking bizarre sounding.
Play a smidgen of Paul's and then a smidgen of mine.
All right.
Oh, my God. Cue it up and down. Cue it up and down. Down. This is already lame. Dave, gong it, please.
Give him a sec. Oh, man, Paul.
Oh,
man. Oh,
come on.
Oh, God, no, Paul. No, go.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, with that fucking synthesizer voice.
Give it a fucking minute.
Give me that fucking
God
jack.
God damn it. Give it a fucking minute.
All right.
One minute.
No.
Tony's up.
All right.
I'm up. We'll see. Fucking, I brought Queen with Get Down, Make Love.
Oh.
Contains no profanity, but yet has foul language in it.
Get down, make love.
Yeah! This is rad where Paul sucks ass.
Get down, make love. Get down, make love.
I've heard this.
You take my body.
I've ever heard this Queen song.
You say you hungry. I give you meat.
Wow.
I suck your mind.
Wow.
You blow my head.
Wait a minute.
Head.
Wait. You blow my head. You suck my mind and blow my head.
That's good.
I get it. It's some fucked up lyrics, but is there profanity?
Dude, okay, buy the books. If you listen to episode something something, Paul and I define profanity as obscene or suggestive, right, Paul?
If you played that for half our neighbors in the neighborhood, that would offend the fuck out of them.
You suck my head, I blow your meat. Or whatever he said.
Way to get back to Paul's song.
Paul's song was bogus, right, Paul?
It was in the beginning, but let's go back and give it a shot, shall we?
No!
Alrighty then! Oh, so lame, isn't it?
Yes! Oh my god!
Oh my god! This song is fucking awesome!
What the fuck happened?
Wow!
All right, based on that last fucking insane bit, Paul is the winner.
Yeah, the fucking robot voice. Okay, robot voice outdoes Queen any day. So robot Paul, voice!
Paul, we're going out with a band named Skrillex.
This is Skrillex, Scary Monsters, and Nice Sprites. This is Skrillex, Scary Monsters, and Nice Sprites. And if I may, he's the first person in the history of the Grammy Awards to win a Grammy for This is the first person in the history of Grammys to win a Grammy, and he nor anyone on his album ever played an instrument. It's the first electronic musician to win a Grammy Award.
All right, cue it up. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this shitty podcast. You got anything to say? Email Paul, musictoswearby@gmail.com. Thank you, Neighbor Dave. Thank you, Neighbor Paul. Cue that shit up!
H-L-K-M-N.
You missed J. Oh, a brainiac over there. Okay. How does he know all this shit? Because you could have kept going out about like, you are a god. Because
he's not smoking weed anymore.
Tell me you're recording this shit.